Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hate to admit it, but almost everything these days for me is political. And I'm going to bet that many of you share this experience with me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255. Tell me if you have this experience. I mean, remember when you didn't have a care in the world? I mean, it's been a long time. We're all adults now, but, you know, when all you wanted to do was figure out when your baseball game was, or did you get your homework done, or if little Susie was going to let you give her a kiss, or whatever, you didn't really have a care. And then you got a little older, and your care in the world was, can I really sing? Can I get on Star Search? Or whatever dream you had. But you didn't, you lived for yourself. You didn't live for the government. Everything wasn't glaringly in your face about how bad you had it. Maybe you weren't thinking about it. You know, ignorance can be bliss when you don't know everything that the government's doing to you. But here's my point. I don't think it's us. I think it's the government. I think that they want to keep it in our faces. You are racist, man. I don't care. But I'm black. I don't mean nothing. You Uncle Tom, step and fetch a coon butt Negro. You are racist, too. You are too little white man. I mean, really? For doing what? Raising four sons to be respectable young men? I mean, what am I racist for? And you, you white people. You white people. Sadly, though, today, folks, everything is political. I can't watch TV without seeing the politics. I was talking about this show, the new Law and Order, like terrorist or something. And the very first thing they did, they made a white boy a terrorist like Anthony McVeigh. Now, all the Muslim terrorism going on in America and in the world, and the first thing they did, it was a white boy that tried to blow up the building. Really, that's the one you want to focus on. It wasn't a Muslim that shot up the Christmas party in, what, San Bernardino? Wasn't a Muslim that tried to kill a bunch of people in the gay nightclub? And I could go on. Wasn't a bunch of Muslim dude who tried to blow up the Boston Marathon? I mean, was there not enough evidence of Muslim attacks? But they got to single out you white folks. You poor white people. But here, I'll admit it. I'm going to admit this to you. It's not always political. You know, sometimes I see dead people, you know. I was just saying, yeah, I could be watching the Dove soap commercial. I'd be like, Dove soap. Why hasn't the white soap industry been attacked? You know how the left works. I mean, I get militant, you know. I could be buying Dove soap at the grocery store, and I say that to the checkout girl. She's checking my Dove soap. Yeah, Dove soap. They need to be attacking. You know, it's just crazy stuff. Then I get to my car and I finish the conversation. How many black leftists buy Dove soap or have white walls in their houses, the disingenuous jackasses? Right? Because what? Everything white's bad, right? Why y'all still using white paper? So I'll admit, it's not always politically motivated. I mean, I can make it up in my own mind. I can conjure it up, but you get the point. Anyway, here's the bigger point. The reason why we're constantly droning on that, why politics stays in your brain, is it can never leave. You watch the big lie, not the big lie, the big cheat happen with Trump, and they tell you, shut up. You shut up. We know we cheated, but you can do nothing about it. They call you racist with critical race theory and all this other nonsense. Video, you know, 1619 America versus 1776, and you're just supposed to grin and bear it. All of us. Now, that's not just white folks. All of us are supposed to just grin and bear it. And you know, the people screaming the loudest are the ones who've made the most money and benefited from this country. Politics in your face. You know, we're all getting a shot. Why haven't you gotten your shot? Because I choose not to. How dare you? You're a killer. You're a loaded weapon walking around. I could go on and on and on. Politicians don't represent Americans, folks. Most enter office with the idea of how much they can steal from their constituents or they have a lust for power. Typically, it's both. It's not an or, it's an and. They want the money and they want the power. They want, you know, what it, I mean, that's what they want. Look at Biden, folks. What a poster child this man is for hanging around for more than four decades. He gets rewarded for being an incompetent. They make him a vice president. Then, in their wisdom, knowing this man is adult, knowing he is an idiot, you know what they do? They decide he needs to be president. You want to give the wrong signal to people? Jussie Smollett fakes getting beat up by Trump people, fakes his own demise, whatever. Why? Because he wants a fat contract. Is he in jail? No, somebody is plotting to bring Jussie Smollett back in a big way. Here's the return of Jussie. I think his name is Jussie. That's the reward goes to the people who are demons, who plot against you in every kind of way. It is insane. How do you reward complete incompetence from a racist, sexist anachronism, a guy stuck in the 1950s and 60s? No idea how the world works. A groper. And don't even get me started on his personal life. Look, he might be everybody's favorite granddaddy on the left at this point, but you don't want to know what Biden's done. Back to everything being political. I saw a video of a guy whiffing a ball in home plate, and immediately Biden came to mind. Did you see it? His name is Javier Baez. The pitcher barely gets the ball out of his arm, and the dude is swinging, and it's so bad. This thing had 2 million views in a matter of minutes.
Sammy Long's showing a lot of good stuff in this change.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just not picking the ball up.
That's right.
Out of the hand.
He whiffed, and it made me think of Biden. This is where I come back to everything being political. But it could be linked to many things that the leftists have attempted. For example, the election and performance of Barack Obama. A whiff. Russian collusion. A whiff. The attempt to shoehorn Hillary Clinton into the Oval Office. A whiff. And while leftists believe they've won in the big cheat, ergo the ultimate demise of Trump, the coup, in the end, it's just another big whiff. You don't have to believe me, folks. Look at what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan. Whiff. The announcer said in this clip that the batter didn't even see the ball. Embarrassing to say the least, in shades of Biden. But see, there's good news for Baez, because he's going to recover. He'll get the bat again. He'll do fine. But things aren't going to go as well for Joey Demento. Vietnam and Iran all in one.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's talk about this now being Biden's Iran. Yeah. Not Vietnam. They've gone, pardon me, they've gone from Saigon to Vietnam. Not good at all. Saigon to Vietnam. And the bigger issue here is that in Iran, they talk about the hostages. They took hostages. Now, I predicted on this very show that the Taliban's going to take hostages, despite White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying otherwise and being mad when they used the word trapped in describing Americans in Afghanistan. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please visit the site. Go get your free merch. We give you a shirt just for checking us out. Go get your free merch. Anyway, this is not good news for Joe Biden. And it's going to get worse because there's a bombing. We'll get to that in just a second. But there are a lot of Americans that are not going to make it out. Here's what I was telling a buddy of mine. I did his radio show. And I said, okay, they claim that X thousands of Americans have been freed. They've been taken out of Afghanistan. So imagine what's going on. You got all these people from Kandahar to Kabul, all over this country, mostly in these two big areas. And then they give up the base. They gave up the base. Then they said, everybody rally at the airport. So you get the embassy out and all that, and you bring in all the operatives and what have you. And, you know, the word, even though it was mishandled completely, the word can get out, you know, through various communication mechanisms. Get to the airport if you want to get out now. And, of course, all the people who've got privilege of sort are calling other, hey, get there. You better get there fast, man. They're abandoning the place. They're scuttling it, whatever. By the way, I heard they left all the documents. They didn't burn, you know, do a burn notice on the entire, not the burn notice, but destroy all the documents and put them in burn bags. They just left everything for the Afghans to know who was helping us, etc. But anyway, so they get all these people in one location, few thousand, and they say, let's airlift them out. And they all get out, and they go to Qatar or somewhere else, Germany, Ramstein Air Force Base or whatever, Ramstein. But then what about the rest that are left? They say, oh, Kevin, there's only 1,500 left. All right, well, where are they? Do you think these people are huddled in a single place going, let's just hang in there, guys, and we'll all get moved together, or they'll bring helicopters in, and they'll load us up 20 at a time, or whatever? You think that that's there? These people, if there are 1,500 Americans left, they are in 15, there are at least 1,000 different locations, huddling up together. First of all, there's more than 1,500. Because when they give you a number, you know it's a lie. But whatever the number is, they are in at least 1,000 different locations trying to figure out how to be safe, how to stay away from the Taliban, who's kicking in doors. So don't believe the hype. Biden, I talked about everything doing politics, and I watched the guy whiff at the plate. Expect Biden to whiff again and again. It doesn't matter. You can tell him what pitch you're going to throw, and Joe Biden will whiff. He is wholly unprepared for what comes next, as are all leftists. If a leftist can't beat you down by bullying you and take your money, they are hopeless and helpless. They can't do anything. They can't predict the future. They have no logic to take them from point A to point B to point C. They meander around like drunks, like drug addicts, dope heads. Y'all knew where I was going with that, right? Leftists don't play things out to the bitter end. And that's why Biden proved to be an abject failure in and out of Afghanistan. Look, you can put him in there. You can shoehorn him in. Look, he's the most qualified. But he's got brain damage, sir. Doesn't matter. We still want him. He's going to be our next president. We in Dominion will decide this, not the American people. Look at what they did. They gave us a competent guy who got things done. We can't have that. No more Donald Trumps. Yeah. As I said earlier, though, Baez, who whiffed, he will recover. He's going to have more at-bats. He'll laugh about it a little bit, you know, when he knocks his first few, two or three home runs. Don't expect Biden to have any home runs. He's not going to have them. I said, man, Vietnam's bad enough. But when they start comparing you to Iran, you got real issues. And I'm telling you right now, you know, they press the, I forget who it was. Was it Kirby, the Pentagon press secretary? How many people are there? He didn't even answer. He was flipping. I don't need to answer. Forget about it. I'm not going to tell anybody. It's a secret. Yeah, kind of like Trump-Russian collusion. And the proof they had with that, right? Adam Schiff, he was real forthcoming with that proof that Donald Trump and his team colluded with the Russians. But you know what happened to Schiff? A funny thing happened on the way to telling the truth about Russian collusion, Hunter Biden. He got the real truth. Keep your mouth shut. While Joey Demento is oppressing Americans, allowing Latinos, Mexicans, Central Americans to come into our border, tormenting us over wearing masks while doing nothing to illegals. While he's shutting down businesses, telling other businesses, fire employees who don't want to wear masks over a fraudulent scamdemic, because that's what it is, it's a scam. And while he's playing footsies with Chuck Schumer and all these guys on climate change and trying to get more money out of you, because I'm telling you, they aren't giving, they're like, let him fight that battle. Chuck Schumer is laser focused. He's going to be appearing at a summit somewhere, flying in on a private jet, you know, big carbon footprint, where he's going to tell people how much money the United States will be dedicating to all this stuff. That's how it works. And while all that's going on, bombs are going off in Kabul. A report I got the other day while we were doing the show, 13 people killed? It'll be more than that. An explosion went off outside of the Kabul airport where thousands of people have gathered to try to flee the country on the Western airlift since the Taliban seized power earlier this month. The Pentagon confirmed the blast. And then there was another blast, and they confirmed that too. So, the Kabul airport, is it safe? Look, people have gone multiple times to the Kabul airport. You know what they were told? Go home. They go, they get sent back because they won't let them in. And now we have suicide bombers. Now, I don't know how much resolve you have. I know you want to get out. Would you risk bringing your family to somewhere where there's suicide bombers? You don't know who, you don't know where. You're in the midst of them. Would you do it? Because I wouldn't. I'd be looking for another way out. I don't know I'm not very good in geography, but I'll tell you this, it's got to be tough getting out of Afghanistan. It is a godforsaken crap hole, to say the least. But, you know what, you think there's going to be more attacks? I'll answer that when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is holding a bilateral meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister on Friday at the White House. The president saying Iran and its desire to obtain a nuclear weapon are a vital subject for their meeting.
We're also going to discuss the threat from Iran and our commitment to ensure Iran never develops a nuclear weapon. But we're putting diplomacy first and seeing where that takes us. But if diplomacy fails, we're ready to turn to other options.
Negotiations between the United States and Iran to re-enter the Iran nuclear deal have stalled. National security officials are warning the president that another terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan is likely. White House officials saying the president received this guidance in the Situation Room earlier on Friday. This is USA Radio News. Texas lawmakers are finally able to get some work done.
Months of partisan battles in Texas concluded late Thursday as House members passed new voting integrity laws, moving the legislation closer to the governor's desk. The vote on the nearly 50-page bill, SB1, passed the Texas House 79-37, mostly along party lines. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The chairman of the Fed Reserve is talking about the path ahead for the economy. Jerome Powell addressing the Fed's annual Jackson Hole Symposium and noting steady job gains this year in addition to the number of job openings.
While the Delta variant presents a near-term risk, the prospects are good for continued progress toward maximum employment.
However, Powell said the unemployment rate of nearly 5.5% is still much too high. He also addressed inflation, describing the latest jump as sharp. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Gail King here in New York. We've got breaking news for you from Afghanistan, where there are significant casualties, including some Americans, from a suicide attack outside the country's main airport in Kabul. This happened about 1 hour ago in an area where thousands of people are waiting, hoping to try to get on a flight out of the country. Now, sources tell CBS News there were at least two explosions. We do not know yet how many people were killed or wounded, but the Pentagon is scheduled to give a briefing very soon. Now let's bring in David Martin. He's at the Pentagon. David, this is exactly what U.S. officials were worried about. What are your sources saying about what happened?
Well, Gail, we have a new tweet from the Pentagon spokesman, John Kirby, and let me just read that to you. We can confirm that the explosion at the Abbey Gate was the result of a complex attack that resulted in a number of U.S. and civilian casualties. We can also confirm at least one other explosion at or near the Barron Hotel, a short distance from the Abbey Gate. So that's two confirmed explosions and official confirmation of U.S. casualties. We don't know how many, we don't know how severe, but this is obviously the worst case scenario coming to pass, and the scenario that U.S. intelligence had been warning about, namely that ISIS would attempt to conduct a terrorist attack against the crowds outside the airport there in Kabul in these final days of the American war in Afghanistan.
ISIS attack. Two suicide bombers believed to have been carried out by an Islamic State group left an undetermined number of American military and civilian casualties. Well, we know it killed at least four Marines, 13 people, but I'm going to guarantee you this, it's more. I think they even said it the moment of it. We may even have the clip. There's more. It's always more. They always give you the numbers. The numbers are wrong. By the way, I told you guys the numbers for unemployment were wrong. You want it? Am I a prophet or what? Revised upward. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Look, folks, I know I'm pretty and I'm smart, but I'm not as pretty or smart as you may believe. I'm just going to tell you right now. Don't get the beer goggles off. It's just that I'm paying attention, and I don't believe a word that comes out of this administration's mouths. They called it a complex attack. definitely believed, this is the terminology, definitely believed to have been carried out by the Islamic group, and they call them ISIS-K. Who the heck is ISIS-K? ISIS-K. Is there an ISIS-J? Was ISIS-JV, was it the JV? Is there going to be an ISIS-L? Oh, you know what it is? It's like COVID-19. We've now got COVID-20. Oh, we've got the variant, the Delta variant. Now we've got ISIS, the K variant. ISIS-K. More deadlier than previous ISIS, only less filling. I don't know what they're going to tell you. Look, I'm not laughing because I hate four of America's fighting men and women, who knows, lost their lives over BS. Oh, do you remember the clip where the guy goes, oh, man, this is great. Do we have that clip? Joe Biden has evacuated 30,000 people and he hasn't lost a single American life.
I heard complaints from Biden aides about this. And so did Daniel Marins of HuffPost, who wrote that Biden, quote, has stuck to his guns while under attack in the press, laying out a case for the limits of American military power. So, is this exactly what anchors and reporters should be doing, holding the administration accountable? Or has the coverage been out of proportion, out of step with the American public? Let's ask two of the critics this week. Matthew Dowd, former ABC News chief political analyst and former advisor to the Bush-Cheney 2004 campaign. And Amanda Marcotte, senior politics writer at Salon.com. So, Matthew Dowd, you would describe the media's coverage this week as what?
Way over the top and unconnected to a perspective on the issue from the beginning. They've added more perspective in the final days, but from the beginning they didn't have a perspective on it. My sense of this is Joe Biden has done, we should judge it by the data of what's happened and not by anecdotes. And sometimes the president of the press has a tendency to judge things by anecdotes and not the data. And the data for the last week shows Joe Biden has basically gotten 30,000 people out of Afghanistan without a single loss of an American life.
Uh-oh. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Thanks for finding that, guys, for me quickly. Yeah, without a single loss of American life. Well, you can't say that anymore. And, oh, by the way, this changes the dynamic dramatically. Dramatically. How are you going to provide cover for him now? Oh, they're going to try. Don't misunderstand me. They're going to try. I told you they would say things like, you know, they're parsing their words. Psaki hinted at it the other day when she accused, you know, how dare you say that people are trapped? They're stranded. How dare you? But she said it. But it was what she said and how she said it. See, I've learned how to listen. Now I'm teaching you guys how to listen. She said, all the Americans who want to leave. Do we have that clip? Let's find Psaki, because I want people to hear how she parsed her words.
But does the president have a sense that most of the criticism is not of leaving Afghanistan, it's the way that he has ordered it to happen, by pulling the troops before getting these Americans who are now stranded? Does he have a sense of that?
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home home. We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home.
There are no...
If they want to return home. I pointed that out. I said, notice what she says. What American wouldn't want to return home? By the way, I heard there was a tourist group in Afghanistan. That's how safe Afghanistan had become. People were beginning to tour. You know what? They're stuck. But I want to play this next clip. Because now the State Department, look, you're going to think I'm a sage. You're going to think, Kevin, how do you do it? You're brilliant, man. How do you do it? Here is a spokesperson for the State Department speaking with Nora O'Donnell of CBS. Listen to what he says.
The question has been raised, why didn't the U.S. get out Americans and our Afghani friends before the Taliban were able to take control of Kabul? You warned about this in a cable. Were you ignored?
We put out repeated warnings every 3 weeks to Americans going back to, I think, March or April. Each one in stronger terms, leave now, leave immediately. Never never in my 40 years of working, since I began working at the State Department, have I seen such strong language used. People chose not to leave. That's their business. That's their right. We regret now that many may find themselves in a position that they would rather not be in, and we are determined to try to help them.
What do you want me to say? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I said this. I told you, they will tell, she was already setting it up that if we don't get you out, it isn't our fault, it's your fault. You shouldn't have been there. Now, there may be Americans over there who went, hey, it's pretty safe. Let's go over. The military will usher you in. I don't know the details. I know this. If I'm picking a vacation spot, I don't pick Kabul or Kandahar, anywhere in Afghanistan. 844-551-8255. But now that Americans are stuck, you know what Biden's saying? What that guy effectively said as a representative of the State Department is, we gave you a warning and you ignored it, so guess what? We have no responsibility for you. Who are you going to blame it on? Going to blame Trump? Every American is a president of the United States. Even one that's been installed as a puppet, and brain dead or not, you're responsible for every American on the planet, no matter where they sit. That's the way I think of it. I think that's the way Donald Trump thought of it when he got them to give up the kid from North Korea. Even though he was dead, he said, get that kid back to America. Let his family bury him. Joe Biden doesn't care. He's scoffing. There's a video of him, I think we talked about it, I touched on it, where he's calling out a reporter who asked him, what are you going to do about the Americans left behind? Yeah, I'm going to let you figure it out. I don't know what he said, but it was flippant. He doesn't care. And Nora O'Donnell, is setting this guy up. Why didn't Americans get out? You warned about this, didn't you? Were you ignored? We gave repeated warnings. 3 weeks. Each one stronger than the next. Leave now. Leave now. Well, you know what? Why didn't any of our allies get it? Why are they rescuing their people? Who did you warn? Where were these State Department memos going? To Hillary Clinton's basement computer? I would have gotten out. If they were as different, you know, in a different way that he described it, who would want to stay? Look, guys, inside scoop. All the white folks are leaving. That's all you got to say to this Negro. I would be gone. Where y'all going? Shoo, you give a brother a ride on your plane? Yeah, baby, I'll go. Twist my arm. I'm out of here. Kevin, you want to take? No, I don't need it. I'll just buy it when I get to the new place. I'm going nowhere. This is a monumental disaster for Biden, and I'll explain in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And 2, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And just yesterday, U.S. officials were telling Americans in the area to please leave immediately.
What do we owe the Afghans who are left behind, particularly Afghan women who are facing the prospect of subjugation again?
As many as we can get out, we should. For example, I had a meeting today for a couple hours in the Situation Room just below here. There are Afghan women outside the gate. I told them, get them on the planes. Get them out. Get them out. Get their families out if you can. Our first priority in Kabul is getting American citizens out of the country as quickly and as safely as possible. At my direction, the State Department continues to reach out to the remaining Americans we have identified by phone, email, and other means to ascertain their whereabouts and their plans. We're executing a plan to move groups of these Americans to safety and to safely and effectively move them to the airport compound. For security reasons, I'm not going to go into the detail of what these plans entail. But I will say again today that I have said before, any American who wants to get home will get home.
Safety is Biden's top priority. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Play those clips any kind of way you want. Go listen to them. It's a pack of lies. Joe Biden has no plan, no idea.
We do understand it's going to be dangerous.
Yeah, you know what? Trump wouldn't have had a single loss of life. 844-551-8255. Breaking news. Bombing at the Kabul airport. The first of many. Scaring people who not want to. By the way, he's talking about picking up these Americans, these stragglers.
We are going to get any American who wants to leave out.
Oh, and by the way, all those that we leave behind, well, they just didn't want to leave. Reminds me of that scene in Full Metal Jacket where he says, he's just shooting. He goes, what are you shooting at? He says, Viet Cong. He goes, how do you know? Or something like that. He says, those that that run are the Viet Cong. He goes, those that stand still are well-disciplined Viet Cong. That's essentially Biden's policy. If you're an American who wants to go, you know, well, if you get left behind, you just decided you didn't want to come back to the good old Americana. You want to nation build or do whatever you're doing, but it ain't going to be their fault. Lies, lies, and more lies. By the way, I want to just give you a chronology. In the first 30 minutes when this story broke, there was a story out that said four Marines were killed in the blast. Then, literally 30 minutes later, I mean, it couldn't have been 30 minutes later, they said 10 Marines were killed. And then finally, not finally, because who knows, a story came out within an hour of that story that said 12 Marines had been killed. Now, I was having an editorial meeting with Tiffany, who runs our group, by the way. Let me give you Tiffany's story real quick. So Tiffany is a mother of seven kids, four of whom she adopted from her sister who has a drug problem. Of the kids that she adopted from her sister, they have special needs because, did I mention, her sister has a drug problem. So Tiffany steps in, adopts these children, and she's not rich. When I tell you she lives out in the boonies outside of Austin, Texas, her husband runs an auto body shop, and they get by. So we bring Tiffany on years ago. And we were feasting. I mean, you know, we had all our social media. You know, she's making a decent amount of money because she gets paid on commission on what she can, you know, keep the site at. We go from $33,000 a month down to less than her paycheck. So Melissa and I talk. She says, what are we doing? She says, we're not in the business of losing money, but our staff is like family. I said, she stays on. So we kept her on. Now, let me tell you what. I would love to pay her more than what we pay her. But we don't even make enough because of the social media stuff. So when Angie and I were talking, my number two, she says, Kevin, we can't beg for clicks. I said, I don't beg for anything. I tell people the circumstances. This is the circumstance. I have a young woman. Oh, by the way, Tiffany has a debilitating disease that she's probably lived past her life expectancy. I'm not trying to make this a pity party, because we don't feel sorry for each other. She's down for the cause. She will probably go out. I don't mean, and God, I hope she lives to be 150. But she may die doing this job. I may. But she gets up every morning and she works hard at it. And she works hard at it just to get to level. So when people say to me, I don't want to read your stuff, and I don't want to donate, and I don't want to do this, I'm like, you know what? You people don't get it. We have one of the most dedicated group of people on the planet. And they get up and they do this every day. And we had a meeting just the other day where she was like, Kevin, I'm willing to do anything to get the word out about this stuff. How do you not support that? None of us are getting rich, I assure you. We're not. Albert made a significant donation to me, and you know what we did? It's been spent on my staff. Thanks, Albert, by the way. So, I'm not lamenting my situation. This is what we do. I'm the guy that if there's a piece of trash in the middle of the floor somewhere, I had nothing to do, I pick it up and I throw it away. That's me. I'm built that way. I don't think of it as fixing a problem. I look at it as nobody else is going to do it. I'll do it. I'll take care of it. It's not that big of a deal. If I could get all those moments back in the end and God says, Kevin, you know what? All the great things you did, I'm going to give you another, 6 months, 6 minutes. You did 6 minutes of good stuff, son. Whatever it is, I'll gladly take it. And I'll use it probably to serve. That's what we're here for. So what's all this discussion about? This is to explain to you that we have a government that does not want to serve. A government that doesn't know how many people it has in a location. It has already parsed its words to say, we're going to get every American out that wants to get out, because their get out of jail free card is going to be, hey, we took a list of people who wanted out and they weren't on the list. This is what they're looking to do. This is a government that claims they did everything. Biden says, I did this all to protect you. Save your sons and daughters from having to go back over there. And what's he doing? He's sending people back over there. Hey, there's a guy, we played his clip. He said Joe Biden got us out of Afghanistan without any loss of life. We went from 4 Marines dead to 10 Marines dead to 12 Marines dead. You think that was unintentional? Do you think the person that walked up to that checkpoint were Marines? The sons of our American citizens were trying to get people out of their country. We're trying to do exactly what we told them we were going to do. And they killed these Marines. And who knows how many other people. The Taliban says, well, we lost some people too. We lost some kids and some women who were there. They, you know what? They're going to make great leftists because they already know how to start selling the narrative. We lost some too. It was ISIS-K that did it, not us. We lost some people. We can all grieve over this. These are the people not letting people get to the checkpoint. Let me ask you, do you think the Taliban's going to really be able to have an agency in place that can know who's part of ISIS, who's part of Al-Qaeda, who's part of Al-Shabaab or Al-whatever? Do you really believe they've got the infrastructure for this? I'm not making a play to stay. I don't care if we stay or not. But I know when I'm seeing shenanigans, the same way I saw them, if you want to use that word, with the Wu flu, same stuff. I mentioned earlier, there is an article, I don't know if I can find it, my producers didn't even have it pulled up because I was just looking at something and it popped up. But there was an article, and essentially it said the Biden numbers are wrong on the economy. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but what I will tell you is this. They tried to sugarcoat it. GDP is up. No, prices are way up. GDP's not up. Productivity's not up. But I don't even want to get into that. Let's go back to Kabul and the airport. They were warned. They were warned about it all. Biden said, no, all my generals, they all agreed that I was doing it the right way. They were warned about every aspect of this. And I'm going to read this. Western nations had warned of a possible attack on Kabul's airport in the waning days of the massive evacuation effort. Meanwhile, Biden encourages Americans to get to the airport. That's what he did. We played multiple clips on multiple shows where Biden says, look, just get to the airport. Show them your passport. Get to the airport. That'll do it, man. It's all good. But once you get to the airport, one, you either don't get in and you got to fight your way back to safety, or now you could be bombed. I asked this question earlier in the broadcast. You going to run to the airport to get out, or are you going to be a little hesitant? I think we all know the answer to it. Joe Biden's got blood on his hands.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.